Kaya Biz with Kulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
We're now going to be looking at South African municipalities that are failing to provide the infrastructure and basic services that allow households a decent standard of living, attract investment and create jobs. And this was the summary of the Bureau of Economic Research's latest report on South Africa's municipal challenges and their impact on local economic development. To talk to us about this particular report, we're joined by Helania Fori, who's a senior economist at the Bureau. Helania, thank you so much for your time. Before we look at the aspects that came through of the report, take me through, you know, the background of this particular report and what it aims to understand.
Hi, Anastasia, and thanks for the interest in our work. Well, with the municipal elections coming up on the 1st of November, we thought it would be valuable to put a piece of research out there that is, well, firstly, independent, that is data-driven, and that sort of tries to work through the party politics fluff that we often encounter when dealing with elections. We wanted to put something together that's fact-based and that really tries to give an independent view of the issues that many municipalities in South Africa are facing.
I was quite surprised at how many local municipalities there are. You know, obviously, one would assume that, yes, there are 8 metros, but the number of municipalities. What's important to start off and understand, especially when we want to try and look at local government? I mean, what is below local government and how does it all relate to each other?
Good point. So we have 275 local municipalities, 44 district municipalities into which selections of local municipalities are grouped. And then, as you said, we have also 8 metros. So I think the first thing to realize is that not all local municipalities are equal. Some have bigger population sizes than others. Some have much more densely populated areas than others. A municipality in Gauteng, for instance, faces a very different set of challenges to a municipality in the Northern Cape. So while we can identify a couple of cross-cutting themes and cross-cutting challenges that municipalities need to deal with, we need to be sensitive to the fact that they have different income streams. Some of them are, to a greater or lesser extent, able to rely on property rates and taxes as a source of income, whereas others need to rely more on grants from national government. So yes, there are many and not all of them are alike.
What were some of the highlights for you as you put this report together?
So starting out, my gut was sort of that the solution to our municipal challenges would be relatively simple. Appoint the right people for the job and make sure that they do their work. But as we dug deeper and consulted with people who are also more familiar with public administration and the status of local municipalities, we realized that these problems are quite complex and there are a number of things that contribute to the challenges that aren't often always recognized. One of these is, for instance, a very complicated supply chain management process that in many ways is almost paralyzing. It's so difficult to get a project off the ground that sometimes there are big project delays and projects aren't implemented, or because project specifications aren't written by people who are capable of doing so, the wrong people are appointed for the job. So that's one of the issues we identified. Another is the fact that our audit process, where it's intended to sort of curb corruption and fraud, actually has an opposite outcome. It's a complicated process to the extent that it sort of forces municipal officials to focus more on getting a clean audit than on actual basic service delivery and good performance. So the incentives aren't always well aligned to ensure that basic services are delivered.
The one thing, that one doesn't think about is urbanization and migration patterns playing a factor into the impact, well, rather impacting on service delivery.
Yeah, so that's a very interesting trend that especially the media seems to have picked up on. So we've seen that metro populations have grown to a much faster extent than the populations of local municipalities. And have also grown above South Africa's population growth rate. So it's illustrative of the fact that people are indeed moving to metros. They're essentially voting with their feet. They're going where the jobs are. They're going where there are better services that are offered. This creates a different set of problems for metros and for local municipalities. It increases the service delivery pressure on metros, but at the same time, it sort of reduces the potential tax base for smaller municipalities. So it creates a fiscal or financial problem for them. The other interesting thing that is happening in South Africa is that household sizes are actually getting smaller. So this translates into there just being more households today than there were a couple of years ago. So this also increases pressure on municipalities to deliver services.
Mm. Helanya, thank you so much for your time. That is Helanya Fourie, who's a senior economist at the Bureau of Economic Research. And if one accesses that piece of document, that research paper, there is the last page that looks at the conclusion, asking the question, is there scope for improved outcomes when it comes to municipal service delivery? I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to give you the opportunity to go and access that particular report on the Bureau of Economic Research's website, for you to get an answer into what needs to come into play in order for us to not see service delivery as hampered as it is right now.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.